I suppose we'd have to place him among the kind of three big dominant figures post 1989, Václav Havel, Václav Klaus, and then Miloš Zeman, with Zeman probably third. He was prime minister and then president. And I suppose really, other than that, his main story, although there are other elements to it, is really that he's the architect and then the destroyer of kind of center-left social democratic politics in the Czech Republic as we've so far known it.
Well, as you say, he started out with the Social Democrats, then he undermined that party greatly. How do you view the political path that he's taken over the years?
I think his story actually begins before he joins the Social Democrats. So he's a kind of quite a prominent but also quite an isolated figure in the Civic Forum movement in late 1989 and 1990. When he's really something of a sort of liberal, centrist, even rather free market figure, and only then really does he move into social democracy and moves the party from being a very marginal one to being a very important political player. I suppose in many ways, his political career, his long political career, kind of tracks the development of Czech politics from the politics of overthrowing communism to the efforts to build kind of Western-style parties in the 90s, to the unraveling of that, and then to the kind of much more strange and toxic and rather dark politics that he's associated with after his comeback and his election as the country's first directly elected president.
Well, if we could speak about his presidency, he said at the weekend that his appointment of the Rusnok caretaker government in 2013 was an attempt to push Czechia toward a presidential system. How much did Zeman succeed in changing the Czech presidency?
I think the short answer is that he didn't. I mean, I think he's absolutely right that caretaker technocratic government that he appointed over the heads of political parties and really in defiance of the spirit or the not letter of the constitution, it was an attempt to really change the nature of Czech politics. But it didn't work, and it didn't work really because the constitution was too robust. Legal institutions, which courts, as Zeman knew, wouldn't play his game. And he lacked a sufficient power base, despite his influence in the Social Democratic Party. He really lacked a sufficient power base to make political change. So he, in one sense, he didn't fundamentally change the political system. I guess you could say that in a broader sense, he redefined the role of the presidency as being a kind of populist tribune. And that was a role that Andrej Babiš was trying to kind of step into and replicate in his unsuccessful presidential campaign. But on the whole, I don't think Zeman changed Czech politics in the ways that he clearly hoped to after taking office in 2013 as president.
My final question, Sean. This week is the end of the 10 years of Mr. Zeman as president. What will be his legacy as head of state?
In some ways, I think in the short term, not very much because he's in poor health. He's not a great intellectual, he's erudite, but he's not a great intellectual like Václav Havel. So there'll be no kind of Zeman library the way there's a Havel library. I don't think he's going to found an institute think tank type body like Václav Klaus. I suppose his legacy in many ways will have been this, as you've mentioned, this unsuccessful effort to remake Czech politics in more presidential and more populist terms. And more broadly, I think if we look at his political career in the round, I think it's an almost tragic story of the Zeman as the creator of the Social Democratic Party and then of its destroyer. So, I mean, I think, if he had stayed out of politics and not become president when he retired as prime minister and Social Democrat leader, I think we would be having a different conversation and maybe a much more, for him, a much more positive one.